Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So it's time for a trip to the Spirit of Harrogate. I'm here with Alex again. Hello, Alex.
Hi, how are you doing? You all right?
Very good, thank you. Always very pleased. I arrived at the right moment because you guys were just having a meeting about a lemon gin cream and I got to try some.
Yeah, it's one of our sample products that we're sort of in the pipeline at the moment. We've got a normal gin cream, which tastes a lot nicer than it sounds.
I can vouch for that. It was a pretty good meeting to walk in on.
Yeah, hush hush, so don't tell anyone.
One thing that's not hush-hush, though, a new thing that you have brought to the Slingsby table. Tell us about this new gin.
Yes, it's our very extremely limited edition Slingsby Navy Strength Gin. And I can hear you all saying, what's Navy Strength Gin?
What's Navy Strength Gin, Alex?
Yeah. Navy Strength Gin is very similar to our London Dry Gin. The differences between them are the percentage. So our London Dry is 42%. The Navy Strength is 57%, and I'll get onto why that is very shortly. But the difference between the two is we use less of the Harrogate spring mineral water in them, which therefore lends to a much more intense flavour, which also means that the botanicals come across slightly differently. You get more of that pink grapefruit, green tea, rhubarb, sweet Sicily kind of flavour than you do traditionally. Those, you know, those notes that you go, oh, I can taste them just quite subtly, these become a lot more intense, which means that you can create the flavour profile of a double gin and tonic using only a single measure.
You've been launching it, though, at a rather special venue.
Yes, we've been down at the Isle of Wight doing Cowes Week, which is the largest sailing regatta and yachting regatta in the world. And basically, we thought, what a more perfect place than to launch Navy Strength than a sailing regatta, the largest one in the world. On Tuesday, we were the sponsors of the Cowes Week Ladies' Day, and we gave out a prize, and we did, worked a lot with Fevertree and a few of the other venues around there, doing gin and tonic tastings, doing a little treasure hunt where people could win bottles of our Navy Strength product as we launched it then. And we also were handing out any boats that were sailing the Ladies' Day flag. I say we, Georgina and Amy, who got to go on the boat.
Oh, it sounds a little bit bitter.
No, not at all. anyone flying a Ladies' Day flag, they handed out a little cool Slingsby cool bag with a bottle of gin, some new Fevertree aromatic tonic, some garnishes and some cups so they could have a gin and tonic. Obviously when they got to shore because there's no drinking and boating.
No, absolutely not. Now, when it comes to the difference in the gin, you mentioned earlier on there's a difference in the strengths. Why is that?
Well, this is actually due to the Navy. There we go. That's this story.
Okay.
When the Navy Royale went from being a privately owned company to becoming the Royal Navy and being owned by the public, it brought with it its first ever instance of an officers' corp, meaning that before this, they didn't have officers. They just had the standard people in the Navy, just standard members of staff, really. And then there was this big divide between them and the officers. Obviously, the officers became in charge. But the officers wanted to drink something different to what the standard staff were drinking, because the standard staff got given rum as part of their rations. So they requested gin. Now, this applies to both rum and gin. What actually happened is they'd keep the rum and gin in wooden barrels under lock and key, along with the gunpowder, to probably stop people from, like, getting drunk and firing the cannons and, you know, having fun. But obviously on the sea, these crashed together, and the gunpowder would get wet, but because of the strength of the gin and the rum, it wouldn't ignite. So what they did was they noted that at 57%, the gin was strong enough and the rum was strong enough to make sure that the gunpowder ignited, but not too high in strength that it exploded. And 57% was the perfect sweet spot, which also meant that they could take more gin with them, because then they could get to shore and water it down and they'd have more of it.
So you've spent a whole week or a few days down at Cowes Week and you've been showing it off to all these new people. What's the response been like?
It's been absolutely amazing. I mean, first of all, people just notice the bottle. It's so striking and it stands out. I mean, it's a black glass bottle with a gold foil label. So people are instantly drawn to it. They're like, what is that? Because they've never seen anything like it before. It's so unique. And then as soon as we tell them what it is, they go, oh, you know, they're a bit reserved. And they go, it sounds delicious, but it's quite strong. And then they sample it and they go, it's so smooth. And they're like, the flavour's so intense and fantastic. And then we give it to them with our signature serve for it, which we developed initially for Fevertree to work with their stand. And I liked it so much that I was like, it's got to be a signature serve. basically get 50 mil, that's why 50 mil of the 57% Navy Strength gin.
Oh dear.
Yeah, you say this now, but it actually tastes so nice you don't even notice, and you go, yeah, do you know what, I could have a couple more of them. As this one guy did, and I didn't see him again. Yeah. No, he was fine, no. So 50 mil of the Navy Strength gin, we'll get two pink grapefruit wedges, and just give them a squeeze, pop them in the glass with some ice, along with the gin. 5 mil of agave or sugar syrup, pop that in there as well. And then we're going to use the Fever Tree Aromatic Tonic, the new one, which has got Angostura bark in there. The reason we're using this is, one, it softens off the colour of the drink to a nice light pink hue. It looks really nice and refreshing, goes well with the pink grapefruit. But also, it's got a very intense flavour itself that actually pairs really well with the Navy Strength gin and also softens it off. So they actually work really, really well together. So we're going to pour half a bottle in that over the ice with the other ingredients. Give that a stir, kind of churn it all together, and then we're going to top it off with that. Just in a tall, big kind of goblet glass with ice.
So people, if they want to try this Navy Strength gin, they can either come in to Spirit of Harrogate and have a try with you, or they can come in and buy an entire bottle and take it home.
Yeah, we probably recommend buying the entire bottle. I mean, obviously we do. But that's purely because we actually only made a very small limited batch of 60 bottles to initially start with. So it is in the store at the moment. We've already sold out half of it by now. So it is limited edition, but you can come in and sample it. And you can also come in and buy it. So please do that very quickly, otherwise you won't get a bottle.
Run down to Spirit of Harrogate now. So you have got the new gin out, you've been down at Cowes Week, but you've also got some other things coming up as well, so people can come along and talk to you at those events. What have you got coming up?
This weekend, we're at the Foodies Festival in Ripley Castle and Alexandra Palace. So we're going to be there all week and sampling Slingsby gin and selling it. And then also, we're hosting a special Yorkshire-themed quiz and raffle with the Fat Badger to raise money for our chosen charity of the year, which is Yorkshire Cancer Research. That's going to be on the Thursday, the 1st of September. But you can book a place now by calling them up and booking into the quiz. And some of the great prizes we've got, which I'm buying several tickets for, is a year's supply of tea, including a Yorkshire tea teapot and various other Yorkshire tea-related products. An afternoon tea at Betty's, a Wheaton's hamper. We're doing some gin experiences, some candles from the Harrogate Candle Company, a neon gift set, along with a Black Sheep Brewery tour, and there's so much more.
So people can either come in to the Spirit of Harrogate or bob over the road to Fat Badger to get their tickets for this.
For the raffle, yes, but they need to book a seat at the Fat Badger via them.
The Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.